Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And a good Friday afternoon, everybody. We are less than an hour away from Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances. We will do that promptly after the 5 o'clock news, and then we'll get that weekend started. Hopefully see a lot of you out tonight at Fronte's show at Grinders downtown. Show starts at 8 o'clock. From CNN Business, Peloton is slashing jobs again, Dana Wright. And this time it's also hiking prices on some of its products.
Yeah.
It is part of a major cost-cutting strategy as the beleaguered fitness company continues to make changes. Peloton is laying off 800 employees. The CEO said in a staff memo that was first reported by Bloomberg. The company will also hike prices by $500 for its bike plus, bringing it back to $2,495, where it was before there was a price cut back in April. The treadmill is increasing by $800. Its new price will be $3,400. It was a brilliant idea during a pandemic, but I don't think people, who am I, are going to want to sit in their house and exercise.
With someone screaming at them. Yeah. That was, you get in early, you invest early, and you hope that you got out. Kind of like the red box that we passed today in the grocery store. And my daughter said to me, remember when we used to get red box?
Oh, sure.
I'm like, yeah, you were like 5. Why would anyone do that now?
I saw a red box yesterday, and there was an actual Redbox employee standing next to it.
Oh, wow.
Trying to explain to a 70-year-old woman
how to choose the movie.
Yes.
And then you have to drive it back. And if you don't, they just charge you for the movie.
They keep charging you. That's right.
You could just buy it online.
Redbox will go the way of Blockbuster.
I can't believe it already hadn't.
Yeah.
Real quick update out of Indiana, because you know I am borderline obsessed with what caused that explosion that wiped out an entire block of houses, killed 3. I think 39 homes are uninhabitable with damage, or at
11
least
are uninhabitable.
11 are uninhabitable, several destroyed, 39 harmed.
Right.
This is the update today from the natural gas people, because in the beginning, you remember, people thought an explosion that big. And if you have not seen this explosion, it is a kaboom that goes hundreds and hundreds of feet up into the air. I said on day one, there is no way this is natural gas. Even Chris last night came home and he goes, this isn't natural gas. He said, Dana, the ATF's there for a reason. Yep. So reading here from one of the news stories that just dropped about 15 minutes ago, the knowledge we have now to date, we are reporting there are no indication of any point within the CenterPoint's Vitality pure fuel system that there has been any leak. We have carried out a number of leak surveys, which are indicating no pure fuel reads. So read that, because immediately the utility was on this yesterday saying, this ain't us.
Right. There were no detectable gas.
They did readings yesterday. They are looking. They don't know. But there are several law enforcement officers that believe this has to be fertilizer, ammonium nitrate.
Which is sometimes used in meth, it's my understanding.
I will be stunned even if this is meth. You have to go watch this explosion to understand the magnitude of what we are talking about.
It's big.
It looks like a tornado dropped down on top of that town.
Right.
We've seen meth explosions, and they're horrible, and they are damaging.
Not like this.
We've seen them in town, and it's usually contained to like one house. Okay,
right.
And then you have an engineer come out and look around at the other houses to make sure structurally everything's okay. That's not what this is in Indiana.
Well, then what would it be?
It's got to be someone trying to make
a bomb.
Why else would, and unless you're a farmer, and this does not look like farm area. This is Evansville.
population 119,000.
Isn't that a college town?
Yes.
Why would you have ammonium nitrate if that's what this is? What would be the legitimate purposes to have it in a residential neighborhood? And there is none.
No. Did you see this new study? Obviously, in California, they always talk about the big one, the big earthquake that might someday crazily separate the state from the continental United States. Now they are talking, and of course we know all about the droughts that California is dealing with. There's a new study out by Science Advances that says California's big one may not be an earthquake after all. It may be a massive, what they're calling a mega flood.
Okay.
That would create, they're arguing, these scientists are arguing at UCLA, an inland sea in the California lowlands. So think basically from Santa Barbara all the way north,
yes,
to Redding, California. All that middle part of California is their lowland. And they're saying that these mega floods that they're predicting now would create a gigantic inland sea in California.
Okay.
I just found it interesting. I think that stuff's interesting.
It is interesting, and I always say this is why I'm glad I live in the middle.
Which, by the way, would completely get rid of Bakersfield, California.
No, we have relatives in Bakersfield.
Fresno, California
no.
would be...
Haven't they been saying that for years? And erosion, and there are other towns where this is a problem.
Yes.
I, you know, because of the way my brain is wired, when I read those headlines, I just go on by. I don't want to hear about the asteroid. I don't want to hear
that
California is going by the wayside. I just go, you know what?
This is why you don't mind when a Mars museum is removed and a moist towelette
correct.
Museum is erected.
Correct.
Health officials in New York City say the polio virus is likely spreading in the five boroughs.
It's in the water.
After traces were found in city wastewater, said the New York City Health Commissioner in a press release today. The risk to New Yorkers is real, but the defense is so simple. Get vaccinated against polio. The virus.
I'm going to stop you right there. Mm-hmm. Who isn't vaccinated against polio? We did wipe that out.
The virus has also been detected in Orange and Rockland counties north of New York City in recent weeks. A Rockland man who was unvaccinated against polio experienced paralysis after catching the first known case of the disease in the United States since 2013. For every one case of paralytic polio identified, the health commissioner said hundreds more are currently going undetected.
Like so I did hear that the virus first kind of started working its way back because there are people in other countries who still use a live version of the viral vaccine. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Whereas in the United States, we don't do that. We use like an engineered version. But there are people in other countries that use a vaccine that carries some tiny live virus in it. Okay. That's where these first cases came about. Then those people traveled into the United States. And I think they even call it live vaccine version of polio. What I've never been able to understand, and this is a question for Dr. Hawkinson, maybe we can ask him Monday, is can a live vaccine polio strain end up giving you and I polio or people that have gotten the vaccine in the United States?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either, but now it's in the water system. What does that tell you? That means more than one person has it.
Guy writing in 0711 says, hey, I'm a farmer. Anhydrous ammonia is what's used for meth. Ammonium nitrate is what's used for bombs. Both are fertilizers.
Thank you.
Okay. Do appreciate the text. Thank you for it.
And we're not comparing this to Oklahoma City. Do not get me wrong. But it occurred to both Scott and I yesterday with the magnitude of the upward spray and explosion.
Yeah.
And again, if you haven't seen the video, you have to see the video to understand what we're talking about. It reminded us of that type of magnitude of explosion, and we could not remember the name of what it was that was used in Oklahoma City, and it was ammonium nitrate, which is why I think now you can't just walk into a hardware store
and
buy that stuff.
Right. And keep in mind, you know, we've all been in this news business long enough, we've covered the meth house explosion. A meth house explosion doesn't damage 39 surrounding homes.
No.
It doesn't level or severely damage 11 other surrounding homes. It might damage your neighbors, but it doesn't render 11 other homes uninhabitable. This was a gigantic explosion. And the house where the explosion occurred
is gone. There's nothing there in the general vicinity of where that house
it's
was located.
It looks
like
gone.
I just said this yesterday. It looks like a tornado came down, touched down, boop, 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 skipped around, and then went up back up into the sky.
We're going to do Festivus Friday at 5 o'clock this afternoon, 586-7798. She is Dana. My name is Scott. That guy over there is Chris Minders, filling in today for the great Sam Stevie here on KMBZ.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Story here from NBC Action News. Listen to this. Hello, new airport. With major national and international events on the horizon, so read that, the NFL draft next year and the World Cup in 4 years, officials with the Kansas City, Missouri Aviation Department are pitching the new KCI for transatlantic service, one stop, and that would be to London.
One way to London, damn.
No, you get to come back. You do get to come back.
It's the $49 getaway fare now. It's one way.
According to documents obtained by 41 News, those aviation officials pitched KCI and Kansas City in a May 2022 meeting with British Airway officials in Bergen, Norway.
Okay.
Emails show the city's aviation department making its case to International Airlines Group, which operates several airlines, including British Airways. Wow.
Let's go.
Nonstop to London? That would be pretty awesome. Okay. There would be 400 transatlantic passengers a day from Kansas City. Could be more than that if you factor in other nearby states. Yes, please. I already love it. Let's go. Story here, and then we're going to move to Dana's story that she brought up at the tail end of the 2 o'clock hour. This story is out of Australia. A scorned wife has taken out a full-page advertisement in her local newspaper, publicly humiliating her husband for being a dirty cheater.
Please tell me they don't have kids.
The woman, identified only as Jenny, expressing her rage in the August 12th edition, so that is today, of the Australian paper McKay and Whitsunday Life. Dear Steve, I hope you're happy with her. Now the whole town will know what a filthy cheater you are, from Jenny. P.S. I bought this ad using your credit card. I'm not making that up.
Wow!
The newspaper is read by more than 50,000 people.
Okay. So I asked our listeners a question in the 2 o'clock hour, and the phones immediately started ringing, which says to me that I think you guys know the answer, because I don't. I got angry today at the pharmacy because I love my pharmacist. I've been with this same pharmacy for as long as I can remember. He knows who I am. He doesn't have to ask me my name. If there's a drug interaction, he tells me. And when I went to pay today, he said, oh my gosh, let me see if I can go online and find you a coupon. There's this thing going on where if you don't shop now at a certain place or you don't go through the mail, they're going to ding you at the cash register. And I have been getting phone calls, texts, and emails from this nationwide or international like pharmacy mail order company saying you need to switch to this company to save on your meds.
Is it Optum Rx?
It's Optum Rx.
Okay.
And every single time I see that, I delete it. And I'm like, no, I don't want to switch. If you tell me I have to do something.
Right. You're not
going
to do
I'm not going to do it. I want to spend my money at the local pharmacy and the local pharmacist. It is still a small mom and pop. I like my pharmacist. I like being able to call him and say, you know, if I take this, am I going to die if it interacts with that? I don't know of another business, and help us, and text us on the text line 5867798, where they basically say, if you don't use company A to go get your tires rotated, we're going to charge you more at company B.
So,
and healthcare is a unique product. I understand that.
Right.
I don't like being told that some of my meds, you either have to go to Walgreens now or you have to go through the mail to get them. No. And I told Scott earlier today, out of spite, I paid the extra money. I look Philip straight in the eye and I go, I ain't doing it.
No.
I'm not doing it.
So I only have two prescriptions and okay. I get them down at the corner drugstore. What the heck? I've seen Optum Rx everywhere.
They've
what
never is, said to you at your pharmacy, they're trying to get you to switch to not bring your business to us.
I have a cholesterol medication and a blood pressure medication. And they're like $5 each. They just send them out and I pay for them.
Here's one of my questions for our listeners. Who is selling our information so that some other company knows that I'm on medication A? And then they start badgering me, including phone calls. And I'll try to look through my voicemail to see if I can find some of them. This is Optum Rx. You need to call us. You know, you need to get your prescription switched over. And my reply to that is a gigantic middle finger. No, I don't even care why you want me to switch it over. But because you're trying to force me into doing something that I don't understand or don't want to do, I'm not going to do it.
What the hell is it?
I don't know.
It's legitimate, obviously.
Yes.
I'm looking online. It's legit. I don't even know what Optum Rx is.
But how would they even know what pills I'm on to say, hey, by the way, we know that you're on this med and you need to switch it over to us? No, I'm not going to switch it over to you. Name another business that can say to you, I know that you really like American Family, but you're going to have to go with State Farm or we're going to upcharge you.
Your insurance company on their network and out-of-network providers.
Okay.
I like my doctor, but he's not in network on the new company that took over the insurance here.
Okay.
I have to go somewhere else or pay more to keep going to him.
Name us another company on the text line that's not healthcare that can do this to you. And they're not saying we're not going to fill your prescription ever again if you don't do it this way. They're saying it's going to be more if you don't.
If you don't go through Optum Rx.
Which these would be mail order meds. I'm not getting medication through the mail. I don't have any desire to do that. I'm already at Price Chopper. I like seeing Philip. How you doing?
Does Philip like seeing you?
I don't read the 9 pages of warnings that come with those things. I just ask him.
Can I take this with this?
Yes, take this with milk or take this. And he'll say, I just filled my daughter's prescription for her wisdom teeth. Make sure she takes this antibiotic with food. Okay.
You don't want to have to read that on page 8
no.
of a 9-page brochure, is what you're saying.
No.
Okay. Telephone number here, 913-586-7798. Quick break, then we'll get to your calls, your comments in just a moment. Festivus Friday coming your way at 5 o'clock this afternoon here on Dan and Parks. I'm going to be honest. I'm basically going to be the moderator here as Dana and those of you who have called in have this discussion. I go to my doctor. I get my blood drawn. Go to CVS.
Ask your mom.
I get my blood pressure medication, and that's it. I've heard of Optum Rx. I got no
then
idea.
Why aren't
what it
you
is.
Getting calls and emails? And I only say ask your mom. I'm making the assumption, and I should not, that she's on more medications than you are. I don't know.
She is.
Okay.
She is.
Ask her.
Okay. By the way, a lot of people in the text line say they love it. Go ahead and make the switch. It's no big deal. It is a drug management company, and the health insurance carrier is contracted with them at a lower cost for the drugs to try and reduce drug costs for everyone. You don't have to use them, but you will end up paying more. So your insurance company, which I'm assuming is the same as mine, unless you're on Chris's, I have no idea. That's none of my business, has negotiated with Optimum Rx, apparently, according to that texter, and your insurance company wants you to go to Optimum Rx, so that they don't have to pay as much for whatever medication you are on. And I would imagine it's a lot. And so, I don't mean a lot of drugs. I mean cost.
Let me tell you one more sort of personal thing, which will help people understand in my situation why I do not want to spread out where I'm getting my meds. I am on a controlled substance for my crazy brain. And then everything else I think is just normal drugs. So you can't get that through the mail. You just can't. They're not going to send you. I've told you this before, Scott. It is such a pain. You got to go for a med check every 3 months. Been on the same damn drug for 10 years. So I'm not going to, when they're saying you're forced to go to Walgreens, I'm not going to leave and go for one drug over here because they've done some negotiated rate at Walgreens and then get all my other stuff over here at the same rate where I've always gone at Price Chopper. It's not worth it to me. I just want to be in one spot.
You're the Andy Sipowicz when it comes to your prescriptions. You hate change.
Leave me alone.
I don't like change. David in Overland Park. David, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Great show. Love it.
God bless you, man. Thank you.
With my insurance, I used to get, I don't know if I can say the name of the pharmacies, but I used to get my prescriptions at Pharmacy A. And I went to get my prescriptions refilled, and they were about four times what they usually were. So I had to come home and call the insurance company, and they informed me that I had to start using Pharmacy B to get their price. If I wanted to continue using Pharmacy A, then it would be this much. And they're forcing me that I have to use the three-month refills, and if I don't do three-month refills, I get penalized for that and charged more.
Do you remember about the differential, David? Was it like a whopper amount more?
On the prescriptions, when they switched, it was about four times as much. It was astronomical. And then on one of my drugs, it was $25 a month. And because I wasn't filling it every 3 months, I was just filling it every month because that's what my doctor had prescribed. They tried to get me for $1,800 on my refill on it.
Whoa, we're talking real money here.
I had to fight with them for about a month to finally get it back to the $25. Now it's $25 every 3 months instead of $25 a month. Yeah, they tried to get me from $25 to $1,800.
Woo!
So these insurance companies are crazy. I've got a handicapped son that, unfortunately, I deal with the insurance and prescriptions all the time, and it's always something new that you got to jump through hoops and dot all your T's or dot your I's and cross your T's and make sure everything's perfect. Otherwise, you pay out the nose for it.
David, have a wonderful weekend, man. Thank you for getting us started.
You too. Thanks.
All right, buddy. Leslie in Overland Park, and we have a full board. Leslie, hello.
Hi. Basically, what everybody else has been telling you is what I was going to say. It depends on your medical insurance, who they contract with for you to get a good price on your meds. I use a small pharmacy in a small town, and they happen to be on the approved list from my medical insurance. But I don't know. You might talk to your pharmacy, Dana, and see if they can get to be on the preferred list for your insurance company.
Sure. What makes me sad is it's a mom and pop. It's as mom and pop as mom and pop's going to get. It is a locally owned. It's not a big, huge conglomerate, and that's probably why.
Why not just put everybody on the preferred list? I don't understand this.
I don't either. This is why I hate insurance. I don't know.
I don't get this. I mean, I've never understood like why an insurance company, and I've been going to the same doctor, Dr. Buss, for like 25 years. I don't understand why some doctors are in network and some doctors are out of network. Why not just put everybody in network?
I agree.
And say if you
especially,
take,
you know, like when you're in a coma and they come in and do surgery and they're like, oh my God, sorry, wasn't in network. That's going to be $200,000. Now, Congress did just stop that. The surprise medical bill is no more for those cases. But how many years did we scream about it on this program before they finally changed it?
We were talking about you should have, and this was not an original idea by us because we don't have those. The idea that when you go into a doctor's office, there should almost be a menu board. You're coming in for a physical, okay, physical is $100.
Right.
If you get the urine sample test, that's another $25 that we're going to be billing your insurance company. If you do blood work, that's going to be another $50, whatever. People have been arguing that for years. Brad in KCK. Brad, hello.
Hey, Hello. Hey, love the show. I work for the Postal Service, and we at one of the plants here in town, and we process literally several trailer loads of the Optum Rx every day. They're headquartered right there in Mission, Kansas, probably less than a mile from your radio station.
Maybe that's why they're badgering me.
Optum Rx, Mission, Kansas, right on the package.
Are you kidding me?
And one of the reasons that the Postal Service has their contract is that big postal building that's across the parking lot from you guys.
Yeah.
That's where their sales and marketing and some of that happens. And they got that contract.
Let me interrupt you for just a second. Sure. Optum Rx is headquartered in Irvine, California, but they do have an address in Mission. Okay.
That's where we probably get three trailer loads a day from the one in Mission, Kansas, wow. And at least it has that address on it. Now, two words of why they can offer negotiated rates lower: Veterans Administration. Probably a majority of what we get
are for veterans.
Veteran medicine.
Good.
And they process 2/3 to 3/4 of the veterans medicine every year through Optum Rx. They've negotiated with the government, and so now they got leverage to do it with your insurance as well, because they can tell your insurance, hey, we'll give you a good discount. Yeah, it's one of those games to try to force you to get it as a veteran. And one of the things I deal with there at the postal plant is I deal with lost mail. If you got and try to search for it. I've also begged my dad to go and get his medicine at a pharmacy due to the fact that a lot of what I deal with is, my God, this really needing it.
Yeah, and Brad, so thank you for the call. You're cutting out a little bit at the end. We kind of missed that last sentence. Listen to this from a longtime listener of ours.
Okay.
Hi, Dana. I'm hearing you talk about prescriptions right now. I am on Humana. And I get mine free from the pharmacy company, but to qualify for it, I had to send in a copy of our tax return to the pharmacy company, and I didn't want to share that information. The actual cost with my insurance is $2,000 up front for this med and $1,000 a month after that. It's highway robbery.
Okay.
That's another thing. Like, you could pay more or give us your tax return. No! I'm not handing over my tax return.
Kelly just texted me and said, yes, they do. I don't know what yes, they do means, but she says, we pay extra for a Walgreens card so you can get them cheaper. The card is $20 a year.
Okay.
I just pay it because I know the pharmacist and I want to stay there, just like you. Your insurance wants you to do mail-in Optimum Rx. Your insurance.
Have you ever heard of an insurance company asking for your tax return? You really want, I mean, no.
No, I would prefer they not know. Donna in North Kansas City. Donna, hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
I work for a school district, and I got to sit in on the meetings where they had a insurance broker come in and talk to us about our insurance. And people didn't understand why we were hiring a broker to look for insurance for us, but it's such a conglomerate and so confusing that nobody that works for a school district is going to know how to do that.
Right.
And they talked about Optum Rx and how that is such a cheaper way to go, and it was cheaper for the employees. But we don't have to use it, but you're right. It's higher if you go to CVS or something, and I think it's on CVS's end that they're making those higher because they got to make up the money somehow.
Donna, as you're sitting in this meeting with an insurance broker testifying at the meeting, how many minutes passed before your eyes completely glazed over, and then how many minutes passed before your head exploded?
It's not even minutes, it's seconds.
Sounded like the teacher in Charlie Brown, didn't it?
Yeah,
right,
exactly.
On. All right, Donna, do appreciate the call. A couple more, and then we'll move on to some other stuff. Marianne and Shawnee. Marianne, hello.
Hi. My original thought whenever Dana was talking about this is, like, have you been living under a rock? Because it's been like this for at least the 6 or 7 years that the insurance companies, you know, what happened was is they put the pharmacy policy separated out from your health insurance policy so that the pharmaceutical companies or whoever could make more money. I'm the same way. I haven't been able to stick with a pharmacist over the last 6 years to get to know him, to be able to, you know, he knows my name when I walk up because I've had to switch out. I have one medication that I take. I'm a diabetic. It's kind of a new medication, so I kind of get that, but they were giving it to me for free for the first year, and I thought, oh, this is great. This works great. I love it. And it was like the drug dealer. It's like they got me hooked on it, and then the first time I had to pay for it, they wanted $900 for 30-day supply. And I was like, no, I'm not paying that. You just gave it to me for free for a year. I'm not going to do that. So it's come down to $25 a month now. Somehow, I'm not sure what happened because I went into the pharmacy and said, hey, can you see how much this is going to be now? Because, again, the other part about your prescription plan is you have a deductible to meet.
Right.
And so, you know, I personally would not be able to afford to just pay the extra out of pocket.
Sure. And especially we hear that with insulin and other stuff. And Marianne, thank you for the call. This is, and I didn't know about this, even though I'm a breeder, I got a lot of kids. This is the first year I've been getting the emails and phone calls and texts about the drugs. When we get back, wowza, we are going to get into a topic just for a little bit that we will be bringing back on Monday.
It's so good.
One of the smallest, wealthiest cities, if not the wealthiest
Without
city
question.
In the entire metro.
It is the wealthiest.
They're going to put what at its 10 intersections? And I'm just telling you now, if you drive a clunker, you are not going to want to be in this neighborhood.
Man. Coming to get you. We'll get to that in just a moment. Also, Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news here on Dana and Parks. Story that just cleared in the Kansas City Star. Mission Hills, which I think everyone collectively agrees is the wealthiest little neighborhood in town. Mission Hills hopes to have 10 intersections, and I think that's about all they have, outfitted with cameras or license plate readers by the end of the summer. The city has been installing cameras and automatic license plate readers at key intersections to help police solve crime, said Captain Ivan Washington with the Prairie Village Police Department, which contracts with Mission Hills to do their police work. Quoting here from Captain Washington, the purpose of the initiative is to help as an investigative tool to provide tips or leads to the investigation division to hopefully be able to bring criminal cases to a positive resolution. Okay. I was unaware that Mission Hills was an epicenter of crime in our fair city, but maybe it is. The cameras will also allow the department to monitor traffic patterns. If there's an uptick in traffic crashes and fatalities, the city would be able to do research to see if there's something.
That's where I'm going to stop you right there. I'm sorry. I love Mission Hills. Love Prairie Village. Love that whole town.
Mission Hills is adorable. I can't afford it.
Trying to stretch back in my memory the last time there was a fatality accident in Mission Hills, I believe the answer is never. The speed limits are like 25. And if you get caught and lost over there, they will stop you and ask you what you're doing. I mean,
most people
are golf carts that go faster than the traffic in Mission Hills.
There are two reasons that people drive through Mission Hills. Number one is you live there. Check that. Three reasons. Number one is you live there. Number two is you've been invited to some big, very fancy party in Mission Hills, usually a fundraiser of some capacity. And number three, you have no way of ever being able to afford living in Mission Hills. But when your relatives come into town, you drive them through Mission Hills to show them the beautiful houses. That's the only reason anybody ever drives through Mission Hills. I, like you, Dana, have covered the news for a very long time in this town. And I'm unfamiliar with any major crimes, and I'm unfamiliar with any traffic fatalities in Mission Hills. Call me crazy.
I think it's so funny, but it's not funny. First of all, the red light cameras have been challenged and challenged and challenged again. I drive around 63rd and Mission on my way home every single night. This is not about traffic fatalities. They don't exist. They just don't.
The intersections that are equipped with cameras or license plate readers or both are 55th and State Line, Tomahawk Road and State Line, mm-hmm. 63rd and State Line, Tomahawk and Mission Road, and 63rd and so Mission
this
Road.
This is right for this is just on the other side of the Village Shops, okay? That's right where Tomahawk is. I used to live on Tomahawk Road. It's over by Indian Hills Country Club. And
if I'm not mistaken,
this is my question. Do they just not want people cruising down State Line from 55th to 63rd? Just say it. Would you just prefer
or down Mission Road?
Would you just prefer people just say stay east of State Line? Just say it, because there's no crime there, Scott.
Let me look up the boundaries of Mission Hills, because I believe it's bounded on the right by State Line, of course.
55th. And, by Carriage Club.
And is it not bounded on the left by Mission Road?
Yes, it does not go east of Mission Road. No, it goes to State Line.
No, I know, but does it? Yeah, I was right. On the west side, it is bounded by Mission Road.
Yes.
And on the east by State Line.
Yes. It is a very small postage stamp area. They don't even have a police department. They have a police officer that is contracted through Prairie Village.
Right. No, think about this. Where they are monitoring traffic is on their border.
Correct.
Not in the city of Mission Hills.
It's on the border.
On their western and eastern border.
Correct.
Where the ne'er-do-wells might be traveling
correct.
By.
Oh, trust me. That is exactly what this is.
Like the
this
riffraff.
This is right by where the Russell Stover house is. Yeah. Right.
This is where the riffraff from Fairway may be getting a little too close.
Look, I love the police chief in Prairie Village. He could not have posted this release with a straight face.
I mean, these traffic light cameras.
There's no way. You know they are laughing.
These license plate readers are going on the borders of Mission Hills.
Correct.
Basically saying, we want to know who's coming in. And it better not be one of them ne'er-do-wells from Westwood Hills.
Listen, they can also act as a crime prevention tool, since many criminals have learned to recognize them and will go elsewhere to commit crimes. Byron, man, I love you, Chief. You cannot believe the words coming out of your mouth right now.
Don't be coming in here with that Audi. Quick break for the news.
I see your 2014 BMW. Get your ass across the state line.
Newer model and get out. Festivus Friday is next, ladies and gentlemen. The airing of the grievances. The telephone number is 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Festivus Friday is next, right after the news.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.